Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Now, before we jump into this, remember, tomorrow, Thursday, the 21st, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, tune in on Twitch for our annual Christmas party. Now, we're going to do things a little bit different. I'm going to bring some guests on, perhaps. And by guests, I mean you guys. If you show up, want to maybe talk about some of your console Christmases and share some of your memories, I would love to do that. And I'm going to be singing some Christmas carols, and it's a good time. It's something we do year after year, and I love it. So look forward to that. Look forward to seeing you. And I was planning on launching the new feed for the Mario Kart show. It's not quite up yet. My life has just been a little bit too busy. So that's okay. We'll get there. It's coming soon. It'll probably launch this weekend and maybe tomorrow, fingers crossed, but I want to be practicing those songs, you know, so we're putting on a good show tomorrow night. So we'll just have to see. That being said, the dirt's coming soon. I have been doing a series on YouTube, all about time trials, and the response has been honestly amazing. So if you want to get into some time trials with us right now, we're just racing Mario Circuit 3, Pipe Kart Standard Wheels, choose your driver, choose your glider, and start making posts in the Discord. I've got people that are private messaging me, that are leaving comments on YouTube. It's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun racing against your own ghost and just trying to improve at the game. So this is just the beginning of really growing and expanding this the Mario Kart community. So if you play Mario Kart on the regular, you want to get better at it, you want to just be a part of a community that's racing together on the regular, jump into the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. With that, let's jump into the news. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection's next update launches early January 2024. So from Nintendo Life here, it says another update is launched for the Metal Gear Solid Master Collection Volume 1, but the catch is it won't be released on Nintendo Switch until early 2024. Although version 1.4.0 isn't out on every platform just yet, Konami has shared the full patch notes, so you can at least see what's coming. This update covers multiple games in the collection, adds new features, and addresses some issues. Metal Gear Solid Master Collection version 1.4.0. is now available on Steam. This version is currently planned for release on PS5, PS4, Nintendo Switch, the Xbox Series X and S, early January 2024. Added new screen setting features. Adding the following features. The settings for each feature can be changed both before and during gameplay. Smoothing can be turned on or off. Game screen settings can be set to standard or pixel perfect or 16:9. And there are plenty of other of options. I'm not going to go through every one. If you're playing this, you're probably going to be looking forward to this this patch. Metal Gear Solid 2 Sons of Liberty. It's added a window mode on Steam. Apply to fix the game that gives priority to users set button designs. That's also on Steam. Fix an issue where the laser pointer would not be displayed during specific cutscenes on PS5, PlayStation 4, and Xbox and Steam. So again, each game's got a list of notes. I'm not going to go through every single one of them just because that would take too long. From my understanding, I think the game had a bit of a rough start, and looking at the list of patch notes here, it is not small. It is rather extensive, and I'm sure they are having to do plenty of work to get the Switch up to par. Sega reveals new details for Shinobi, Jet Set Radio, and Streets of Rage Revival. And there's a photo here of Shinobi, and it looks good. It looks good. I like the art style here. Something a little bit different. Almost looks like it looks kind of very anime with the characters, but the set pieces look like paintings. So it's kind of a cool look. Sega has published its management meeting 2023 presentation slides, which gives us a few more details about its plans to revive some of its classic franchises. The quintet of revivals, potentially new entries in classic series or reboots, were revealed at the Game Awards at the beginning of December. Crazy Taxi, Golden Axe, Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, and Streets of Rage. And until today, we knew very little about them. The meeting took place on the 12th of December, and while most of the notes cover profits, margins, and brand growth, typical meeting things, there's one slide towards the end, page 36, that has some new artwork and details for the five confirmed revivals. So you do have Crazy Taxi, Jet Set Radio, Shinobi, Golden Axe, and Streets of Rage. We'll jump down to the notes here. It says Crazy Taxi, innovative and fresh style driving action, cheerful feeling of freedom, cross fusion of nature and city, peel out in a new stage of Crazy City. Golden Axe, warriors arise to subdue the demons, defeat your enemies with a variety of attacks with swords and magic. The legendary story about the Battle Axe Golden Axe is about to begin. Jet Set Radio, counterculture Tokyo street open world. Experience the rebellion movement that feels free in a suffocating society. Make friends, increase your fans, and create a movement. Shinobi, slay the enemies in the silence of the moment. Run through the world of Shinobi full of monsters and ninja actions. Grab Orozuki, the legendary sword, and slay evil once more. Your clan and the world are counting on you. And Streets of Rage Revolution, beloved side-scrolling beat-em-up action series. Take control of one of the ex-officers and make the city a place where people no longer have to walk the streets of rage. It's bite-sized pieces of info about each one, but I think the one that's really worth noting to spend a little bit of time on is Jet Set Radio. It says open world. So if that's the case, that's going to be pretty, I think that's going to be pretty cool. From now, I don't have a history with Jet Set Radio, but I know a lot of people hold that game near and dear. And I have a feeling word of an open world Jet Set Radio is going to be pretty cool. Now, I can't speak on it, but I have seen just a little bit of chatter online that people do seem to be relatively excited about that. So let me know in the comments if you are excited about Jet Set Radio being open world. Now, I saw Mario Kart was in the news, not for anything to do with a game. In fact, it's to do with an entirely different game known as hockey. So Dallas Stars ice hockey goalie showcases sweet Mario Kart mask. So it says everyone loves Mario Kart, right? Well, okay, maybe not everyone, but a lot of people sure do. One person who seems to have a soft spot for the racing franchise is Dallas Stars hockey goalkeeper Scott Wedgwood, who debuted a Mario Kart themed mask designed by artist Dave Gunnarsson Thanks, Polygon, it says. The mask showcases several elements from Mario Kart, including Baby Peach, which Wedgwood says is a reference to his upcoming daughter, and a couple of his teammates riding in a vehicle from Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, the iconic Mario star colored green to represent the Dallas Stars. And so I want to make sure. Oh, and a couple of his teammates. The teammates are dogs. If you're only listening, it's Baby Peach and a couple of puppies, which I'm assuming are his, but I don't know. Maybe he refers to his teammates as dogs. I'm not sure. So, but here's what he had to say about it. He said, and it looks gorgeous, by the way. Baby Peach looks incredible. Like, the artwork is very, very cool. Kind of a graffiti-esque look on the mask with it. Honestly, it kind of looks very Mario Kart. If I'm being honest, like, just the way that they kind of lean heavily into like the whole racing side of things with like different pistons and oil companies. Like, it kind of, I don't know, the whole helmet has the vibe, and even the star on his helmet are the superstars, which is really cool. Like, from the Mario games. So I love that. That's really cool. Here's what he had to say. Looks like on Instagram. It says, being born in 92, we grew up with a Nintendo, Sega Genesis, GameCube, Nintendo 64, pretty much one of everything. Last year on Christmas, my wife got me a Nintendo Switch for the plane rides, and a couple of guys had them. I had a gaming screen I'd bring on the plane, and you could plug in the Switch, and we had four guys playing last year. We'd get games going. I love that. I love that. The helmet's super cool. You can check out Dallas Stars and Dave Art on Instagram if you guys want to see the photo. It's really something to see, honestly. Pretty cool looking. Moving on. This is funny, and I only read the headline, and I honestly can't wait to get into this a little bit. So this is from Game History Secrets. I believe it's from Did You Know Gaming. We'll find out. We'll dig in. It says, fighters from Smash Bros. For 3DS were leaked by former Nintendo of America employee's child. So here we go. In August of 2014, photos and videos of Super Smash Bros. For the Nintendo 3DS were leaked online, demonstrating evidence of unannounced fighters. The leaks were seemingly confirmed following a copyright strike from Nintendo of America before being proven irrefutably real upon the game's eventual release later that year. Since then, the origins of the leak have remained shrouded in mystery. But thanks to some diligent digging from Did You Know Gaming's Liam Robertson, we now have a better idea of what happened. According to Robertson, the leaked footage was captured by an employee of Nintendo of America for analysis by the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. The footage didn't come from the ESRB itself, thanks to the stringent security measure taken by the firm, but rather by the NOA employee's child. The details of how the child gained access to the footage remain unclear, but a former NOA staff member believes that Nintendo's internet service may have been accessed by the individual using a device belonging to their parent. Although the original leaker had then intended to keep the photos and footage within an exclusive tight-knit online friends, word spread and eventually wound up being posted to the image board on the website 4chan. Naturally, Nintendo of America was able to trace the leak back to its origins, and the employee was promptly fired. Yikes. Check out the video above for the Smash Bros. Leak. This is so crazy. Can you imagine? You're like, your kid gets on your iPad and accesses Nintendo's secret files and then is like, yo, guys, check this out. Then boom, parent fired. Like, wow, that's so crazy. So crazy. So if there's any Nintendo employees listening, be careful out there. All right. Be careful. Keep those devices away from Nintendo's internet service. Oh my goodness. That's wild. It's pretty cool, honestly, to hear, like, unfortunate about the job loss, of course, but just the history of this kind of stuff, like, you know, how do things like that come about? And just the digging on Liam's part to be able to find this information out is pretty incredible. Moving on here, we got the ESRB again in this story. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD has been rated for the Nintendo Switch. Any guesses on what you guys think it got? Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be an E for everyone. This is more recently in September. It was confirmed Luigi's Mansion 2 HD would be launching on the hybrid system platform in the summer of 2024. And now in another update, the title has been rated by the ESRB. It's received E for everyone and contains mild fantasy violence along with in-game purchases. The Luigi's Mansion series, Luigi's Mansion series has received DLC before, and they've already been mentioned of an online multiplayer mode coming to the Switch version of Luigi's Mansion 2. Here's the full rating summary. It says this is an adventure game in which players assume the role of Luigi as he retrieves mysterious artifacts. Players search haunted houses while using a flashlight and a vacuum pack to suck up objects and capture ghosts. Some ghosts can punch Luigi, causing him to cry out, blink, and collapse to the ground. Other sequences allow players to shoot seeds at mice and launch cartoony bombs at enemy creatures. So, while the former Mario voice actor Charles Martinet has now stepped back from recording duties, it's worth noting his voice will be featured in the new HD version of Luigi's Mansion 2, and they talk about that in an earlier story on the site here. So, interesting, the possibility of you know, in-app purchases. What does that mean for a game like this? And then online multiplayer, maybe they can look, this is what I will say. If they bring the games, the multiplayer games that are on Luigi's Mansion 3 to 2 and put them online, it is a massive, massive W, because they are incredible. They are so much fun. And I really hope that that ends up being the case. And those games and then some make their way over, because they're, I don't know what it is, but playing multiplayer Luigi's Mansion is a ton of fun. And if you have that game this holiday and you're getting together with friends and family, you can play with up to 8 people. So get the Joy-Cons ready and get some games of Luigi's Mansion 3 going, because it is a lot of fun. Over at MyNintendoNews.com, Pikmin theme Christmas cards and decorations available to download and print. So you can head on over to official's Nintendo site. It says, as Christmas draws ever nearer, if you are low on funds, consider checking out these delightful Pikmin themed Christmas cards and decorations on Nintendo's official site. 3 Pikmin Christmas cards are available for download and print, along with 2 sets of Pikmin themed decorations that you can hang or display on your Christmas tree. All you need is a printer and scissors and you're all set. So there you go. If you want a little, maybe some crafts to do with the little ones, or maybe you're just a huge fan of Pikmin yourself, head on over to Nintendo's official site and print out these cards and decorations. And get to some crafting, you know, have a little bit of fun with that. And if you do some cool ones, tag me in Instagram or on X. I want to see what you guys do with this, because I can see some people getting creative, you know, maybe doing more than just cutting out the paper. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe there's some crafty people out there that will make some cool designs. I want to see them. Amper Analysis says Nintendo has shifted 16.4 million Switch consoles in 2023. So Amper Analysis has stated in a recent article by the Financial Times that Nintendo has shifted an estimated 16.4 million units worldwide in 2023. This figure is down 18% year over year. However, the analytical group has noted that it is widely accepted that a successor will be announced next year. Sony's PlayStation 5 sold the most number of units worldwide this year at 22.5 million, while Microsoft's Xbox Series X and S came in third at a 7.6 million estimate. PS5 sales grew about 65% to 22.5 million this year. Xbox Series X and S fell about 15% to 7.6 million, and Nintendo Switch fell about 18% to 16.4 million units. So Switch been on the decline, still strong. I don't think Nintendo's done with the Switch quite yet. I don't think they're, I think that there is going to be a very real possibility that we see the Switch going strong for another couple years, that they continue to release games on it alongside with the new console while they build that install base, and that the software will continue to launch on Switch potentially, but the place to play it will definitely be the new Switch model. I could be wrong there, but I know they're going about this in a whole different way. And so could they move another, what is it? What are they? I don't have the exact number of Switch units in front of me, but Is there a possibility they can take out the PS2? I don't know. That'd be a lot. That would be a lot. Depends on the way they go forward. Are they going to keep supporting the Switch, or is it going to get cut off relatively quick when the new system drops? I don't think that's going to be the case. I think games like Mario Kart, if it is Mario Kart 10, that it will be a cross-platform game between two systems. Fingers crossed that there will be cross-play, because that would be very sad if that was not the case. F-Zero 99 updated to version 1.1.5. So, jumping down into the new additions here, and I saw a tweet from Nintendo about this, and they put little antlers on the racers here. So it says added Frozen Night League, a limited time Night League where snow falls. All courses are regularly included in Night League. Mute City 1, Big Blue, Sand Ocean, Deathwind 1, and Silence will be blanketed in snow. The Frozen Night League event will be held for limited time only, and you can see how much time is remaining in the event by pressing the R button on the main menu. Regular Night League tracks and Night League Grand Prix cannot be played when the Frozen Night League event is being held, except for training and practice modes. Added boost colors to use for your machine customization, as well as backdrops, badges, and borders to be used for pilot card customization. These can be unlocked when certain conditions are met. The customization items added to this update can only be obtained during the time when the Frozen Night League event is live. You can also check specific conditions and progress for each item by pressing R button on the main menu. You can perform customization by selecting workshop on the main menu and then selecting machines and pilot cards. A couple of fixes fixed an issue that was occurring even after application of version 1.0.2 update, where a specific badge could not be obtained even though conditions have been met. That save data will be fixed and the badge can now be obtained. Fixed issues to make for a more pleasant gaming experience. So there you go. A few updates. The picture that Nintendo shows on their tweet has antlers on the race. And I think they looked adorable. I'm not sure if that's something they're adding to the game, if that's just going to be on the card that they're talking about here. I don't know, but I am going to be jumping in for this limited time event because I want to see if I can unlock some of these features and customizations. A job listing from Bandai Namco reveals that they are working on both a 2D and 3D action game for Nintendo. So Bandai Namco seemingly has two projects in production for Nintendo, with one being developed at Studio 2 and the second being developed at Studio S. The job listing seems to suggest that the 3D game is likely to be a remaster or a remake of an existing Nintendo IP, though obviously it doesn't state which one. Interestingly, the 2D game job description mentions the construction of a stage, of stage specifications, level design, etc. for side view action games, leading Twisted Voxel to believe that it could be the next game in the Smash Bros. Series. As always, we will have to wait and see what these projects turn out to be. So kind of cool to get just a little glimpse at some of the stuff that's happening behind the scenes. Bandai Namco has been involved in plenty of Nintendo games, right? Smash included. And so, wonder what's in the works there. Is a new Smash already being developed? Could that be the case for the next system? I mean, in my mind, I imagine that we're going to see all the sequels to all the major releases that made their way to the Switch, like a 3D Mario, whether it be Odyssey 2 or Galaxy 3 or whatever it may be, you know, a sequel to Smash, a sequel to Mario Kart, a sequel to Animal Crossing. Like, we're going to see all the big players make their way to the next, you know, hopefully Pikmin, hopefully Metroid, hopefully Star Fox finally comes back. Where's Punch Out? You know, let's get some more. And so we'll just have to wait and see. But I do love seeing that there is, 3D and 2D games in the works, and that Bandai Namco is helping out there. And honestly, like, I have my gut feeling going forward with the next year is that there's going to be some pretty incredible surprises coming from Nintendo, as kind of mellowed out and chill as the last year has been from them. Nothing like a lot of remasters and games that I would assume are being mostly worked on not in house. So I think I think we're in for an incredible year with Nintendo in 2024. It's just going to be a bit of a slow start until we start getting some announcements of the next console. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. So lastly, right before I started recording, I fired up Mario Wonder, went in, you got to do the update. My niece played the game yesterday, so I updated it, but it needed another update. I went into the App Store, updated it real quick, and they're doing a limited time Super Mario Brothers Wonder event. Now, when they first mentioned, they mentioned kind of a Wonder event, but it really wasn't anything. Well, now they've added the Wonder Flower to the game, and when you grab it, the Goombas, they turn and they face the screen more with their mouth, similar to how they are in Wonder. And they just have a little bit more life to them. But when you get the Wonder Flower, it turns them into essentially coins, and you want to collect as many as you can. And so it only works in Toad Rally. So here's from the official rundown. In Toad Rally, your gauge will fill as you collect coins. Once your gauge is full, a Wonder Flower will appear, which will transform all coins into gold Goombas. You can defeat gold Goombas simply by touching them. You'll get a stamp on your card for every 50 gold Goombas that you defeat. If you collect 20 of these stamps, you can get in-game items like a gold Goomba statue, big gold Goomba statue, and fun buildings to decorate with. So there you go. The game is not terrible, but it's not something that I can spend a whole lot of time with. But if you want to do a little bit of grinding and collect some of these gold Goomba statues, this is a limited time event. Don't wait too long if there's something you want to try to collect. So that's going to do it for the Nintendo News Minute. I appreciate you guys so very much. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you later. Bye now.